Well, he was in hospital. We suspected pneumonia and pleurisy, and they thought he's got a fungal infection on his chest, and so they were doing, you know, various tests for that. And then once they'd done an ultrasound, they noticed that there were lots of little balls in his lungs and in his abdomen, and that confirmed that his neuroblastoma had come back aggressively, but it wasn't just that, it was lymphoma as well.
We've always known the seriousness of Lewis's condition. Was this still a shock for friends and family when this happened?
For me personally, yes, because he'd been, you know, recovering really well, and, you know, we'd had 18 months of him, a couple of years really, of him sort of, you know, going back to school and getting back involved in his football team, and you know, he seemed to be leading a pretty normal, you know, healthy life. So, massive shock, to be honest. But, you know, I'm sure that probably, you know, if I was his mum, you know, you've always got that worry that, you know, it's neuroblastoma is one of those cancers, unfortunately, that's very difficult to beat. And I think because Lewis was such a fighter, many of us thought he would do it, but, you know, the harsh reality is that it's, you know, it's a very, very serious childhood cancer, and not many children do overcome it. So,
and his family's so supportive. I would have thought they're with him at the end.
Absolutely, yeah. They've all been staying at the hospital ever since they got the test results back on Friday, which confirmed it was the cancer that had returned. His grandma, granddad, brother, sister, mum, dad and auntie have all been there. And a family friend, Michaela, they've literally not left the hospital since Friday.
And an extraordinary young man, and we've obviously all read about him, but from your point of view, just tell us about Lewis.
I think, you know, I got involved a few years ago when he first got diagnosed. And for me personally, he was such a lively, you know, wonderful little character that it was hard not to sort of, you know, be infected by his personality. And I just felt that, you know, I wanted to help him because he was just such a lovely little lad, a real fighting spirit, so brave, and nothing ever seemed to faze him, you know, all the treatment that he's been through. And I think, you know, people, it's so easy to forget, but honestly, he has been through the mill, that little lad, with what he had to go through, you know, to sort of try and beat this. And he's never complained. He's just got on with it.